I find that I'm fascinated.
Hello, everyone. Just doing a quick and dirty hot take here on the Sarah Putrin debacle, where she came out, said what a lot of people in the country think, which is basically that there are too many ethnics in adverts. I think the stat I've seen is that out of every 4%, black people represent 4% of the country, yet they are literally 50% of people in UK advertising. Every year with Faro, I've done a review of adverts, Christmas adverts, and it is literally every other person. I don't need to explain this to you. And it's caused an almighty hullabaloo with successive party leaders, including Starmer and various Labour, Wes Streeting, Ed Davey of the Lib Dems, and every other kind of gobshite coming out and attacking Putrin for being racist, only for Reform to rebuke her, forced her to apologise, and now, just a couple of minutes ago, which has prompted me to make this video, Farage has come out and said he's very unhappy with Putrin's comments, suggesting that. So what fascinates me about this whole story, and this is not going to be a long video, is the failure of anybody on any side to learn anything from Trump and from the situation in America over the past decade, okay? In America, news cycle after news cycle after news cycle, Trump would say something, the left would get outraged, their outrage would then create a media storm in which Trump's message, in this case it's Putin's message, made it to millions more eyeballs than would have seen it otherwise, okay? So the left then end up spreading Reform's message. You'd think the left would be smarter than to react like this, because if you're reacting, you're losing. And in a way, Putrin putting this out that it has won, because she's forced the left into this dialectical kind of back and forth. And now many, many, many other people are seeing this, and then they're thinking, why is that then? And then the stat, the 4%, 50% gets out there. And slowly but surely, more and more people start to say, yeah, actually, Putrin's got a point. Why are there so many of these people in our adverts? And hold on a second, just slamming her for being racist, that's not enough. You know, why isn't it more representative? You know, and this process is actually happening. However, one thing Trump never did was apologise. He never backed down. He'd always counterpunch. You know, he'd never back down. And also, if one of his underlings did this, he wouldn't throw them under the bus. However, Putrin has been forced to apologise, so she's apologised, which naturally was not enough for the left. Then they calls for her suspension. It's never enough. That's why never apologise has become a mantra. Because through a decade of experience, people have learned, if you back down, if you apologise, it's never enough, and they go more. They sense weakness. It's one of Lenin's whole points. If you sense mush, plunge the bayonet, he says. If you find steel, back off. And the left are like that, always. If they sense steel, they back off. If they find mush, plunge the bayonet. And now, Nigel coming out and making this, saying he's really unhappy with it, is going to embolden them further to try to get Putrin removed or fired as an MP or whatever. So quite why Nigel refuses to use the Trump playbook is a mystery to me. And also a mystery to me is why the left have to fall for every little bit of bait, why they play this game of amplifying Reform's message, especially at a time where Reform are projected to win 425 seats and a massive majority. The left literally playing into Reform's hands, if only Reform would play the Trump playbook, which they're not, apparently. So this is a very bizarre thing where you have a rare scenario of both sides appearing to make unforced errors at the same time. Not saying Putin's comments were an error. I'm saying that her apology was an error, and Nigel coming out and saying he's unhappy is an error. Unforced errors, but also the left freaking out and the trying to cancel Putin and so on is also an error, because it's emboldening reform. It's getting their talking point out there. So it's a comedy of errors, you could say. I struggle to believe that we're now going to relive 2015, 2016, now in 2025, as if everybody has been sleeping under a rock for the past decade. Surely everybody, when we've been through this so many times at this point, how are we back here? It's almost like they are kind of running a script, right? They're running a script as if the past 10 years haven't happened. I find it truly baffling. Maybe somebody can explain to me how we're back here, right? It truly is bizarre. It truly is bizarre. Like I said, quick and dirty take on Putin. I'll talk more about it tomorrow on Office Hours, and I'll catch you next time. Pick up Applied Elite Theory, pick up a course, etc., and I'll see you then.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly Office Hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.